This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
The first time you see her, no bolt from the blue, just something so quiet that's waiting for you, with no one to tell you where you gotta go. The first time it happens, you know. The first time you see her, no magical change, no angels appearing, no dreams to arrange, just warmer and colder than springtime or snow. The first time it happens, you know. And so you fall, and how complete it is. And for each moment that it lasts, how sweet it is. The first time together, how simple, how rare. And just when you thought you'd forgot how to care, and though you feel much more than you dare to show, the first time it happens, you know.
So, isn't that beautiful? That is the stylish sounds of Who? Kevin Bernard Rian. Who do you think this is? God, don't kill the mic.
Sure. You just swayed it on us now, eh?
Who's this? I've played his stuff before.
So this maybe is just a Dean Martin or some Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Yes. But it's a modern guy.
Yeah. Modern.
Hy's nou jong.
Hoe skree ek?
God weet.
Ek gil op myself. Wat sy naam?
Ja.
Hy's cute terug.
Ja.
Ek voel man.
Cute terug, lelik terug. Medium average.
Hy's mooi terug. Hy's ouder.
Ja, ek weet presies van wie ek praat. Ek luister, sy song speel altyd op die radio, dan sing ek sy saam en
Nee, dis nie Michael Bublé nie.
Oe.
Nee.
Ok, dan weet ek nie. Dan weet ek nie van wie ek praat nie.
Maar ek het al vir julle gespeel. Dit is hierdie ou, hy is so ryk. I can do what I will and I love hierdie muziek, swing muziek. Family Guy.
Oe, Seth MacFarlane.
Dis hy.
Ok.
Wel gedaan, Ria. Dank je wel.
The first time it happens, you know.
That's all, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Here at Tijd Vlieg. Okay, mensen, and then we'll see you next week. Now, I'm joking, man. I'm checking people who fall asleep. They go, God, die tijd het gevlieg. So, welcome and hello to Gavin.
Hello, Sonny Bonani and Unjani.
It's a long time we've seen, Gavin.
It's yes. Ek voel al amper, ek moet al fots of a dig word.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, want jy was lang klaar,
I haven't been.
But you're here now, and yes. We have Bernard Bass, better known as Betty Bangles.
Bernard Bass. Yes, it is so. And this is Bernard Bass.
Van Voetgietersrus.
Yeah, it's the bees. I'm going on the bees. Bernard Bass, Betty Bangles, ba ba ba.
Ba ba ba.
Ba ba boom.
Betty Bang Bangladesh.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. And then we got Rian van Wyk.
Hello, Jelle.
It's so nice to have you all here. And you know what? Today we've got a special co-presenter.
Wow.
We've only done it twice. We've done it with Charlene City Richards. Mm. We've done it with Jonathan Rocksmith. And now we're doing it with I can't say that because we're doing it with Jacques de Blanche.
Yay!
Yes,
so lucky to be here.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, man. Because you're going to be knighted today because you've been here so much. You are already Sir Jacques, so
wow.
We're going to do that. So
that's a
you
privilege.
Talk anytime you want, ask any questions, whatever.
Interrupt Bernard anytime.
Please
really.
Do
you guys do that often?
Yeah.
Really, does he talk a lot of shit?
No, I actually talk substance and he just like talk over me and he switched my mic off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Casper's very, very used
rude.
To talking over people, of course. That's his thing, man.
What substance have you got in?
Just water.
Ooh,
I haven't had a substance in 6 years.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Yes, amazing.
Jacques, it is amazing.
It's great to have you here, and it's crazy to have you here. And congratulations on your last single, which was, I think it's in here. Wait, let me just have a look at it. Don't tell me. I'll tell you what it was.
Nog 50 randjies vir jou. As jy kan ry, hoor.
O, Johan, ek is nou so in die agter. It's Face the Facts.
That's the one.
You gotta face the facts, face the facts. I'm coming home, so fuck you all.
That's the one.
I think I've got to do somewhere. I'll look for it.
Yeah, but that's the explicit version, though.
Yeah. But the other one was nice. But it was it went up number one all over the place.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And it's not because of Martin Vester, Jacques. It's because of you.
Oh, thanks. Hey. Well, Martin really only had a tiny little part in that song, but it was really stunning, and it was lovely to work with him as well.
And he was nice, pitch corrected nicely. But no, it's a joke. No, Martin, I love you. I love you more than I can say.
Yeah, no, it was a lacquer project, and I think we've also found my sound now, because I've released so many singles over the years, but now we've really tapped into that niche, which is really fun. So it's like a pop fusion vibe, and we're happy. Yeah, no, for sure.
It's nice when you get your sound. I like that. I can recognize a Jacques song now, which is great.
It's taken me a while, but here we are.
That's great. It's fantastic, Jacques.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so we'll talk all the way through. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen on the show today, so you know what you're in for. We're going to have a girl called Lena. She's performing tomorrow night at the Mr. Gay South Africa World Gay South Gay Lesbian Gay. What is it?
Mr. Gay World South Africa.
Okay.
But how does
Southern
that make
Africa,
any sense?
Excuse.
It sounds like the World Series in America.
Yeah.
Where only Americans play.
Yeah. No, it's not...
It's done to just
they
the
change
world.
Like every country has the Mr. Gay World Southern Africa or Mr. Gay World China and Mr. Gay World.
Right,
and then
okay.
All of them come together for the big finale.
I see.
But it's got a point.
We have to complicate stuff always.
Absolutely.
That's the gay thing.
But it's also, it makes them feel far more important when you put the world aspect in there, of course.
It does. Definitely. It sounds more impressive.
Yes,
but you know what? I read yesterday that Brazil has now decided that homosexuality is an illness. Brazil!
Wow.
They got such beautiful men. Now it's an illness.
What a waste.
God, nee, that's your news.
So we're fucking back now.
But if we'll come back to it, we can discuss it then. But you know that now, who decided this? The government?
Yeah.
But what gaan aan?
Hulle het net besluit dis nou 'n illness en hulle overruled 'n ruling wat in 99 plaasgevind het en hulle het besluit, okay, dis nou fyn en dit is, jy mag dit nie meer doen nie.
After so many years.
Nou is net soos, oh nee, fok, shok hulle weer.
Oh, wow. My. I think a collective, just go a bit away from the mic and we'll give a collective boo to Brazil. Brazil, this is for you.
Boo!
Get off the stage!
Oh, fuckers! No, okay, so we got Lena today, Jacques.
Yeah.
Then we have got two dancers, Rian.
What is that?
That's my phone.
Oh. Gee, word.
I'm doing a live video here on Instagram.
Like listening voices.
God, Kasper was right. I'm really on substance. Rian, wie is ons dansers vandag?
Ons het twins vandag in wat hiphop gaan doen. Jake and Ben.
Ah,
they're identical. Yes.
They are identical.
Rian, wie is Jake and wie is Ben?
I told you not to ask me that.
Did you choreograph them?
Yes, I did.
And you still don't know who's who?
Well, that's the great thing. You know, they can just swap around and imagine all the fun they have with their girlfriends.
Have you ever wondered? Yeah, I've often wondered that, huh? Let's tag team and swap a
bit. We should actually ask them because look at them smiling. They already have a story lined up.
Oh, lekker. You know what, Jacques? We were at Rian's dance group's evening. When was it? Saturday. Odyssey dance group. It was nice.
Really?
All kind of dances there. It was a bit safe. For me.
I wanted
to see more flesh. What did you?
Okay, in that regard.
It was very safe.
You think?
Yeah.
But that one guy was totally naked.
Mm.
So then, why are you complaining?
Why are you complaining, Bernard?
I can't miss any...
Less is not more.
Want ek wil nie hom kaal gesien het nie.
No, no one wants.
Wie wil jy kaal gesien het?
Toch.
Huh?
He's dancer. The guy that was naked was a guest.
Don't.
The guy that was naked was a guest. The other dancers did strip a bit, but not enough.
Cinnamon is actually in the next show, the song.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. The first time I heard it, I loved the song straight away.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's my first pop fusion single. So it was Cinnamon, then of course Face the Facts, and now we have the brand new one coming out soon.
Because the show's majority local music, and when I heard that song, I was just amazed. It's such a crazy, sexy song.
Eh?
And your falsetto is flawless.
Thank you, buddy. That really means a lot. Thanks.
But what is this thing? Where did this come from? If it's going to play, though, we don't know.
We actually launched Cinnamon on this show. That was also way back when, but that's not really.
This.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not. We hadn't tapped into that fusion sound yet, so that was more of the pop vibe. This one also did very well.
Cinnamon, I remember.
Yeah.
So you're gonna use that.
Well. You know, I was going to use another funky song today, but the dancers are so professional. I think we should actually get them to do the routine on Cinnamon.
Oh, man, that would rock. Would rock. So we can do
have you got
Instagram
Cinnamon on your...
Yeah, I was listening to it in the car.
Okay,
the way,
we'll put it on your music thing that we can play it. I don't know if I've got it.
Feel on it.
Let me just see. Oh, I like this.
You better have it. We launched it on the show, Casper. Cinnamon.
We are, remember.
Gavin, I see there's a message coming in. Can you read it for me?
Can you put my mic on?
I will, of course, always. If you're Bernard, just say you're Bernard now. Say one time long ago. Say that.
One time.
You see, that's when Bernard.
That's my favorite. Hey, Casper, I'm a former Gautengel. What's happening? Bernard's mic is off. Let me just read a message.
I know.
Hey, Casper. I'm a former Gautengalenger who used to live in Edenvale.
Oh.
But am now living here in the UK.
And I'm
absolutely gutful of the cuck weather and nude people. Oh, no, wait. Rude people.
Get glasses, eh?
That's crucial,
that. Rude and nude. Crucial.
And can't wait to get back to SA. I only came across your show about 2 weeks ago.
No. You got 3 years to catch up.
And am hooked! Exclamation mark.
Yay!
You are brilliant, Casper.
Aww.
And Betty. Shemaine.
What? Betty?
Yeah, Betty. Yeah, Shemaine, sadly.
Does he say Gavin?
And she says Gavin and Hannes are wonderful too. You all remind me of the wonderful people South Africans are. Look so forward to Look so forward to listening to you guys again in the future, and really believe that your show could go global if more
people speak Afrikaans. If more
Saffers around the world knew about it.
Yeah, but to spread the word. I want this show to be high up in the world.
Okay, and then she ends off with love to you, love to all, Mickey.
Thank Mickey.
Is Mickey one of a fro?
Oh, Mickey, you're so pretty. I don't understand why you type with your keyboard when you could write with your hand.
Well, thank you for the message, Mickey.
Thank you, Gavin. And just have a look there every now and then and tell me if there's something. Oh, let me switch the mics.
Thank you very much. There we go.
Hi, Jacques. Jacques, nice to see you. To see you nice. Rion, tell us about the twins, Ben and Luke. Well, Ben and Jake.
They are twins, number one, which is things important. And, well, I've worked with them twice now.
Yeah.
And they're very hip-hop orientated. They speak English and French. So we can actually ask them what sorry means in French. Because we couldn't...
Get them in. Get them in.
Has anyone been watching America's Got Talent?
Yep.
At all. Did you see those two twins? Those two very, very odd people.
That are so strange.
Did you see
that? Close to irritating, but they're...
I think they overstepped the mark of irritation, my friend. I think they are beyond irritating.
Are they irritating?
Oh, my goodness gracious. All I'm saying is that I'm sure they're much better than those twins on America's Got Talent. Huh?
That's a perfect example of, like, only your parents can love that.
Exactly.
Because the parents stand off stage like, and I'm like...
But you can see the father's kind of been forced to like
a little
his
bit,
children.
Yeah.
How's it, guys?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Come.
Jake.
Jacques, nice to see you. Come in. Use Gavin's mic because I want to hear the French. Why is only one speaking French, Rian? Hello. Please talk in French, eh? And we all try and make out what you're doing.
And we want to know what... sorry isn't French, because we sorry I'm French.
Okay. You're on air, hey? Go.
Oh, okay. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Pas mal. No.
Pas mal.
What is pas mal?
Pas mal. Not too bad.
How must I ask you? How are you?
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, et toi?
Oh, that's beautiful. Why do you speak French?
We actually partly French.
Isn't that fantastic? It's nice to be that. Because then you understand a lot of other languages.
Do you guys use that with women? Do
they love that? That's the problem right there, why it's not too nice to be French.
That's probably... Is that a problem, really?
They expect that.
Ah, yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah, they expect the heavy accent, but then sometimes they're a bit disappointed, you know.
So that you go, I love the sun, I love the food.
Yes, I love South Africa very, very much.
very
much.
Yeah. Okay, well, to keep up the facade, if it's a nice girl, just go, that is very, very nice. Yeah,
no. Or just speak French.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, or else they're like, what did you say? It's so romantic, but what did you say?
Doesn't matter because it's French.
Ask no questions, hear no lies, my love.
Yeah, yeah. You see, the thing is, l'amour, je t'entends, is nice. Then German, ich will dir die Schwanze in deinen Kuchen stechen.
And the weird thing is, I knew exactly what you said.
That's a problem.
Funny enough, I also understood that because my ex is German. So here comes the secrets.
Now, Rion, said that you were up to it, that we dance on Jock's song Cinnamon.
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
why
so, not? Shall we do that?
Yes.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So you will be recorded. Gavin or Bernard, who of you want to record? Gavin wants to.
Vraag jy dit nou? Kan jy nie sy kaartwiel sien wat hy maak van opgewondenheid nie?
Jumping up and down like that fucking thing from Shrek. Pick me. Or choose me. Pick me, maybe it's a small little man. Pick me. Choose me.
Hy is soos fucking fools van Finding Nemo.
Me. My. Okay, so what we're going to do is... Gavin, I'm going to give you the camera. You're going to record.
But
it's
not live.
It's not live, but you can talk still.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll put it on Facebook directly afterwards just to make sure we don't get that Facebook copyright cuck.
Okay.
We had merd. Copyright merd. We had that a few weeks ago. They said, sorry, we're taking it off because it's copyright.
Yeah, but luckily it's Cinnamon, so you're safe there.
No. They would recognize anything. But the thing is, they don't recognize it afterwards, but when it's live. And then I ask myself, we are not paying or charging to show that. We are enhancing a track with dancing live with an app. That we use that dance live fucking thing, and then they take us off. I think it's very rude. It's very rude because we are the poor people. We just want to. I'm not making money out of playing. So whatever. So okay, have you got Cinnamon, Rian? Rian, what? No. I mean the song. Don't give me this ingredients. I'm not going to make pancake now. But have you got the song? Okay, Cinnamon Jacques de Blanche. Woo! Okay, so you people must go now. I'm going to get this right. Nice to meet you, Ben and Jake.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. And we will see you. Now I'm talking the French accent. I don't know what is going on with me, but now I'm Dutch. Now I'm Dutch. What the hell, van godverdomme, nou ben ik Nederlands bezig.
What, sorry, in French?
Pardon.
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 Didn't you know that?
No, none of us did.
Pardon. Yeah, pardon. Wait. Gavin. Camera.
Yes.
Video.
Skill.
How do I turn this around? Turn your phone around. Okay, there we go. I think people, we are recording now keep it like this, eh? We are recording now for the Facebook thing so long, so you can watch this directly now. But not now.
No.
So we have Ben and Jake getting ready in position to dance. What style, Rian?
Hip-hop.
On Jacques de Blanche's Cinnamon. Awesome. That's what we're going to do. let me just talk you people.
He's putting the piliki back in. Yeah. Phone.
Putting the piliki in.
Jacques, I hope that I'm going to make you proud now.
This is truly an honor, man. Absolutely. No. I'm also honored that you love the song so much.
So much.
Well, then you're going to really like the next one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're dropping on the 3rd of October. Actually, 2nd, sorry. So, it's pretty exciting. The track's called Euphoria, and very much in the same, sort of similar pop fusion style. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Now, because it's only on the 2nd of October, he has very graciously given us snippets, like 3 snippets of the song, so we can catch the vibe already.
Nice.
You're going to listen to that later. But now first, are they ready there? They did the Cliff Central.
Yeah,
I see thumbs up. Okay, so let me press play. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacques de Blanche's Cinnamon, danced by Ben and Jake.
Baby, stop reminding you today.
here, young. Huh?
Give us a little solo.
Are they gonna go? Oh, no, they.
Little solo, boys.
Okay.
One by one.
That jock.
Oh, that's poetry in motion, man. Poetry in motion.
Music video nailed it.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
There we go.
Let's grab your business card. We must chat. Definitely.
Fantastic. Here you go. Now, we've done this thanks to the Casper Radio Show. We've put people together. We hooked up people. That's what we're here for. Listen, if you don't know what's going on, we are talking to Jacques Blanche, who is our...
Extra Special!
Guest today.
Woo!
How was that, Gabby? Did you enjoy that?
It's doing the moves.
It was okay. Amazing.
Okay, I'm gonna put it on Facebook.
Just
right
a bit court.
You want to
dance?
I'll dance on the radio now.
Oh, okay. I wanted to see more.
I'm gonna put it on my Facebook right now.
That's awesome. You want to see more? It's a good thing.
That's nice.
Because you spoiled us with your show by giving us just like amazing.
Yeah, they were. Grian, and you're such a good dancer, man.
Yes, I never knew
much.
That.
Yeah.
And he's such a natural with presenting, eh?
Yes.
How he presented, and he can play an audience.
Yeah,
you
MC quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah, these days more, yeah.
No, you do it well.
One of my first gigs was actually for Casper, fresh from the farm.
For Casper.
With the F of a fear.
My first gig was for Casper. Who was that? De Boeremag, Radio Pretoria. Waar was jylle?
Daai vrou wat nie wil betaal het vir jou gig nie.
Ja, fok haar op.
Van die Boeremag gepraat. Ek dink my favorite act Saterdag aand was die dans tussen die boer en die EFF member.
That was fantastic. It could have gone on a bit longer. And this was when they were fighting like cats.
In the Mortal Kombat move. Ja, to finish.
Dit was 'n 4 minute nommer, mens besef dit nie.
Jesus, ja, it felt
Maak
like
het acht.
Maak het acht. It was so funny.
Really,
thank you, boys. Thank you very much, guys.
So you choreographed these guys as well?
Well, they work solo, but we did a gig together, so I just asked them if they would do this routine for me today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, but I guess in order to choreograph, you've got to be able to move yourself and know exactly where things should... kind of be
all those lonely days on the farm, so you have nothing else to do. But enough about me, let's talk about you.
Listen, they're not gonna go now, hey, because we need to take a picture.
Yeah, we're gonna take a picture.
I'm adding to my post. What must I say? Ben and Jake, okay, and then oh fuck, I can't spell it like this. Jake, okay, continue. Publish. Okay, so go and have a look on Facebook. If you see it, let me know. And
Lola het gesê, julle is nie vandag live.
Ons is?
Ek sien niks op Facebook nie, sê Lola.
Lola het nie geluister nie. Ons het gesê, dit is nie live nie. Ons gaan het nou post.
Ons gaan het nou post.
Sy dag vergeef, maar
Lola
post. Nou
Lola, ons gaan het Lola post. Ons het kak gehad laas met Facebook, wat sommer die fucking video afhaal, as het live is. So, we're covering ourselves. I'm loading it now.
Yes, it's still posting.
It's posting, carousing.
That is just crazy. Russia won the American election via Facebook, and you can't even put a live video Absolutely crazy.
But people, so after Cinnamon, we got, am I correct, then you got Face the Facts?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so this is Face the Facts. That was a wonderful number.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I listened to it a couple of times.
You know, you.
I know it.
You're good, you.
This is the Shark Sound.
That's it. Yeah, Cassie's always been such a lucky supporter of mine. I appreciate it, my friend.
No, but I'm not always on your side. Remember, I frown.
Fuck you.
How did you write this? Did you write it together? Did you write it via social media?
No. I wrote the track.
Oh, not Martin didn't
write it. Yeah.
Tell me you.
I've been chatting to Martin for ages about possibly collaborating. And we were at a bridal one day, and I said, I've got a lovely piece of music, and I introduced it to him, and he loved it. So yeah, the rest is history, really.
Yeah. So did you produce it?
With Mark Beeling. Mark Beeling, he's my...
Always.
Yeah, it's where we've been working together now for 12 years. So, yeah.
No, great.
Thanks, man.
So that was... I thought Martin co-wrote, so that was your... And now the next one is called Euphoria, and that was also written by you.
Yes, yeah.
And also produced by Mark Beeling.
Absolutely.
Oh, lekker.
Absolutely.
I've got some tasters for people now. I first want to play something that was given to me. I had to play it last week, and I forgot. But we ran out of time. Now I'm trying to find the fucking song. It's quite funny. It's like an Afrikaans sort of a send-up song. If I can find it, that'll be absolutely fantastic. Oh, it's on my camera roll. It's
just seeing the singer being sent here. All natural Nambian kofefe made with 100% confusion. You gotta love it.
Is AF as fuck off?
Yeah.
Oh, because in Afrikaans it sort of, it off. Sounds negative, eh?
Yeah.
It was so off. But then sometimes things that are off are positive. So that it's, people will say, oh, give me an example of where something is negative but is actually positive. Like, yay, that was
sick.
Sick, kak mooi, whatever.
Yeah.
So, off can also be nice in Afrikaans. You can say, oh, die show was off.
Really?
As fuck.
I've never heard that.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, it is.
And everyone is writing, oh, that was off. And I, what the fuck's off?
It's like bae. Do you guys use bae?
No. I don't use bae, but
I
hate bae.
Bitter as yodel. What is bitter as yodel? What's
bae? I looked it up the other day. What is it? Before
anything else.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Before anything else. Bae. Oh, I've seen it.
Love you, bae.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, really? You can't even just add one more B?
Yeah.
Are you that lazy? But and then I heard the actual meaning of it, and I'm like, okay, it makes a bit of sense, but it's still annoying.
Yeah, no, it is. But I mean, I think most abbreviations are quite annoying. Yeah. I mean, you know what I notice that everyone says the abbreviation, but then they say the actual word after just to explain what the abbreviation is.
Yeah. So you're making more work for yourself.
Exactly. It's quite funny.
Something I can tell you if you have Showmax is that the show with Gareth and myself and Griff from USA, not our Griff.
Divine.
Divine is now on Showmax. So I watched it.
That was a very funny show.
I watched it. I'd never seen it. I never seen it back. And I quite liked it. And my English, oh God, it's superb, eh?
Wow. Amazing.
I talk nicely, man. So yeah, please have a look at that. That is off. I really enjoyed it.
We love you, bae. We love you.
Yeah, can I net say off?
Oh, that was...
That was off. The show was hot off.
No, it's funny off.
Hot as fuck.
Yes.
You're funny off.
Yeah.
I even talk like with a bitchy...
I feel it, actually.
Yeah. Funny. It was funny off.
Yeah, but then it should be HAF. I mean, it H-A-F, should be... Yeah.
That was half.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Hot as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Hot as fuck. Oh, yeah.
You were a bit lost there, huh?
Yes, I was. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sorry, my friend. Sorry,
it's
base.
Fine. It happens every Friday. It's
Fernandes off to say Mike.
Where's the drink?
Here's the funny thing.
Where's the wine?
We don't drink here. Because we're all former alcoholics, except for
Gavin is still one.
Gavin and I got terribly drunk together the other evening.
We did indeed. You.
Yeah. His teeth were stained red from that red wine.
I thought his teeth were out later on in the evening.
It was my lips and not his teeth.
His two front teeth came out there.
Out later.
At about 11:30.
He
was giving me some demonstrations there.
Hey, I know where you live.
Oh, shit, you do. And I let him drop us off at home.
Exactly. And my drunken scup. And my drunken scup, I still drove him home.
We Ubered there to be responsible. Then I let Gavin take me home with his stained fucking teeth. Oh my god.
With the red wine stains.
Yes.
It was a lucky eve though.
Are you still involved in that bachelor thing that he is involved?
That's exactly where we got drunk. Yeah. That's why we got
him
drunk.
Him and I on
well.
The same thing. On the same panel. We're like judges.
Really?
Yeah. This year I'm doing the talent search division of the competition.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
There's something happening tomorrow, huh?
Is there?
Yeah.
It's not changed as well. Gavin, come, let's be honest. There's something happening every second day as far as the Bachelor and Bachelorette is concerned.
But listen, let's correct it. It's not called the Bachelor and Bachelorette anymore. It's called the... Do you know this? Humanitarian Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Kasper, I'm impressed with your general knowledge. You need to stop it.
And you were my partner,
oh my God.
Cassie, at one of the finales.
And then you never invited me again.
No. But be honest.
I had a dress
did
made.
You, did you want to come back?
Yes. Invite me.
Okay, great. Well, this year, 4th of November. Right.
I'll go anywhere with you, Jock.
Okay, fantastic.
Anywhere.
That's a deal.
Okay.
I'll come. I have a dress.
Oh,
But please,
I don't have to make one.
Can you come? Let's all sit at the same
table. I've got a date already.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll go and we'll sit at the same table. Where is it again? It's all still.
Don't know this year. No, it's probably at
the Indaba Hotel. Hotel.
Yes,
Four ways.
Oh, there. That's very close. No, it's not close to me.
But Koppen, al die pad af.
Oh, nee, want ek daar by my straat af, Mildesdorp, is daar ook al hierdie Umhlanga Game Lodges en goed, jy weet.
Oh, Askari.
Askari en Maskari, dis vir die guys.
That's far better for me. I live just a block away, which is fantastic.
Yeah, what people are sending me stuff, which I enjoy. People, please do that more. Someone wrote, because they know I like things like kak Afrikaans words. Here is a word. Guess what this is.
Okay.
Ek moet eers nou eers die klem regkry. Katonkel.
Katonkel. Is that like to fraternize?
What does that mean?
To fiddle.
Katonkel.
Katonkel. Oh. So bieke katonkel daar met my meisie.
In a way.
Dit werk.
In a way.
Of sy het met my katonkel. Of sy het met my katonkel gekatonkel.
Sy het met my tonkel gekatonkel. It sounds like this. But in a way it is with a girl. You'll understand. Sorry about this. This is me bumping against my mic. Katonkel is actually the Afrikaans for, what do you think, Bernard?
Masturbation?
Do you also think sex thoughts?
And yeah.
You, Kevin?
I was thinking, katonkel, I was thinking more of fishing. Maar ek is fair.
Ek is single, ek katonkel maar.
Ja, ja, dit werk, sê. Ooh, sy ma het hom gevang katonkel in die kamer. Ja. And you said fishing.
Mm.
How do you mean? Give me a sentence.
Hy wait. Ek het gekatonkel. Wait, I don't even know.
Ja, wat het dit kak?
I was sitting there on the banks in Athlone and I reeled in a fat fucking katonkel there on my line.
I'm laughing at Casper pulling his face for me talking too loud in the mic. So he's all of a sudden grabbing the
I'm
controls.
I'm grabbing controls, yeah. but Rian is gone. Ach, Jock, why don't you go sit there now?
Yeah, man, I can't even see you.
I can't even see you.
This is such a sweet spot. All right. Okay.
Okay, so you sit here and then that lady will sit there and we'll know why she's here just now. I'll put this off and I put... Jacques, just say hello, hello all the time.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
hello. Hello.
Okay, I think we got it.
Okay.
I think we got it. A katonkel is a king mackerel.
A king mackerel?
Fish.
Fucking Kevin is the right dog, right?
Whoa, not so hard, nie.
Jy het gesoek.
Yes, see, that's it off.
Wow, jy het gesoek. Sorry. Jy het gegoogle.
I didn't. My phone
is off. Jy is so slim nie, jy lieg.
My phone is off.
I also thought he googled, because how did he know? No, but
my phone is off.
He said fishing, but no, it's a fish.
Oh, come on, I'm almost right. I get the point.
How do you say it in English? Mackerel.
I smell mackerel. Something fishy, yeah.
Jy ruik jy 'n katonkel.
Ek ruik 'n katonkel.
I'm just brilliant. People find it very hard to deal.
Okay, that was from a lady whose name I've forgotten now. Thank you, lady. Please send me more.
Okay, next one.
And this is, we once had warm gewalste eister or something. But there's also hot rolled paper.
Hot rolled paper.
Hot rolled, I don't know what that is.
Sounds like a...
Spring roll?
No. But I don't want to know what hot rolled paper is. That doesn't... The Afrikaans for that is... Warm gekalanderde papier. Warm gekalanderde papier.
Kalanderde.
Yes.
Weer eens.
Ja.
Sy ma het hom gevang kalander. Ek kan dit op jou ook insit.
Pap. Jy kan alles daarin sit, maar dit is die oudste ding van Afrikaans. Jy kan enige fucking woord. Jy kan eens gee my Afrikaanse woord nou. Okay, los dit. Jy. Enige Afrikaanse woord.
Teken.
Teken. Ek wil graag saam met jou teken. You are sexual.
Ongelooflik.
Not quite.
Dit is.
Ek kan miskien vir Jack and Rose.
Wie is Jack and Rose?
Van Titanic.
Hulle het saam geteken.
Wat jy gesê?
Ongelooflik. Aha.
Ah.
What?
Wow. Dis in jou bene. Ongelooflik.
Troeteldier.
Ja, troeteldier is one. Ja. Wil jy my troeteldierkie kos gee? Want hy wil jou kos gee. It's all sexual because of Afrikaans. It's all sexual. Is our guest here from the gay show? Okay, tell me about the gay show first. What is that?
It is
tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night at Atterbury Theatre, 7 o'clock.
Atterbury.
Atterbury.
7 already.
7.
Jesus, yeah. This is gonna wanna be.
Yeah, vroeg obvious.
Okay, and then it's Mr. Gay South Africa World.
Miss Gay World Southern Africa.
Has he got a Brazilian? But I should.
You're confusing completely. Today. I'm like, I've never seen
Brazilian. He mustn't have a Brazilian because we're boycotting Brazil.
Yeah.
Because they're against the Morphies. So he will be nice and fully bushed.
Fully bushed.
Southern Africa.
Southern
Africa. Hoe kom hulle dit Southern and not South Africa? Is net om Zimbabwe hulle te include.
Ek het nie geregistreer nie, ek weet nie.
Bernard, tell me, the lady who's going to perform, where is she, where is she from? Because I'm going to play a tune now first.
Yes, see Bernard. You're having a tough day.
Lena. She's called Lena, Bernard. Yes. Do you know that?
I know that.
And
she performed at Tel Aviv Pride.
I know.
Yes. So now she's going to perform tomorrow night at Mr. Gay World Southern Africa.
Okay, fantastic. And she is from Israel.
En jy het gesê, hoekom nou weer Southern Africa? Hoekom is die dame Southern Africa?
What?
Yes, you're a cut story, you Casper. Yay.
What's going on with Gavin now? He's like choking on a big cock. What's happening?
Ongelooflijk.
This is rough. This is rough. No. What am I doing?
No, it's not rough. This is mild. You just know that the people who listen, they enjoy it, eh?
No.
But if I tap my mic one more time.
I've just got a message here. My fiance sends a regard.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Is it Coralie?
Coralie, so Coralie. Coral of the ocean.
I wanted her to come with. When are you getting married?
As soon as possible.
Because this one is staying, eh? Because I met her years and years ago.
This one is staying.
But I mean, with people like you, you're half. Jock. So
I'm half.
You jump. Between girls.
But
no, people like you. But you stayed with this girl for a long time, so it means it's true love.
Yeah.
I mean, inside, you're also a very good person, which is, I think, the factor here.
It helps.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like
because
to think
good looking
so.
People just fuck everything.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
I'm right, eh?
Yeah, you are absolutely right.
So here is Lena. While we get to end, let's have a listen to her. This is called Can't Keep Falling.
So this is
Lena, who's going to be at the Mr. Gay World tomorrow at Attenbury Theatre at 7, people.
Yes.
Not 8.
Seven.
Van die Morphies, hou lang partijke.
Ja, hem nog uitgenodigd tijd, je weet.
Yes. And Lena, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And you, but correct me if I'm wrong, you won the Voice, the Voice.
Yeah, the Voice.
The X Factor, no?
I will kill you. The Voice.
And Jacques.
Really cool.
Jacques was also in one of the very first in our country's Idols.
Way back when, yeah. What voice did you win?
What?
Which voice was this?
The Voice Israel, okay, season great. 2.
That's amazing. And was that your track? No? Was that?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Thank that's you. Really, really lovely.
Thank you.
And so what are you going to do tomorrow night? Are you going to do with a lot of naked men a set?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait.
I'll see you there. I'll be there tomorrow.
You must.
I will.
Will you come on stage and dance with
no,
us?
No, 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 please.
You have to.
Never.
Oh.
If you do that, I'll run away. Look at what I look like.
You look amazing.
No.
You look better than all of these men.
No, fuck, I will be bouncing around. So you've been performing at a lot of festivals now. I saw the big, what was that in Tel Aviv?
The Pride.
Yeah, the Pride, I mean.
Yeah.
We're talking gay now.
Okay, we're talking gay. So, my first gay event was the Tel Aviv Pride. There was 200,000 people.
Woo!
Yes, was amazing. I bet you would like to know that, but all men were sweating and were naked.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And after that, I performed at the Barcelona Pride.
Uh-huh,
it was also.
But they
amazing.
Are quite good looking, eh? The Spanish.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. They're more. Yeah.
Too bad they weren't into me, so. And after that, I performed across the UK in a lot of, you know, Pride events and festivals.
That's fantastic.
So it was amazing. And now, Mr. Gay South Africa. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited about this.
It's fantastic that you're here. Now, do you stay still in Israel or are you based in UK?
Most of my time now I spend in the UK.
Nice.
On October 9th, I'm going on tour with Little Mix across the UK, 37 arenas. I'm going to support them, so it's going to be crazy.
Fantastic. You know what? A lot of those gay men are actually fake gay. So I think you just try your luck, you know?
Really? How can I know? How can I tell?
Just check how long they look at you. If it's longer than 5 seconds, it's a fake gay. It's fake gay.
You've been looking at me for so long.
Look, me.
Yeah.
No, it's like, look, it's like, hello, my darling, how are you? Like that, and then, hello, how are you? Then you know.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a little note. Just a little note. Okay, I've got a game here for Jacques and Lena.
Mm-hmm.
People, what I want you to do is I am going to mention a word. I'm going to just find it. And all I want you to do is make a sound.
Oh, no.
Make a sound that to the best of your ability. You can take a while to think. You don't have to do it instantaneously, but just think. Okay.
Wait. A sound that will correlate with the word
saying. So it doesn't matter. It will never be wrong because that's what you think.
It's just something that comes to us naturally.
Yeah. It's a PC game, so it will never be wrong.
Right.
Okay.
So for you, love. Depression for you, Jacques. That sounds like a
something else.
Hey, listen,
to go for katunkle.
Let's get off the whole sexual train here, okay? Come on, for 1 second.
Okay, we'll think non-sexual.
There we go.
Determination for you.
Ah.
I can't help it, Jacques. I'm still seasick.
You knew this was going to happen.
No, that's why he's doing it.
So we've gone from... put these all together at the end.
There's going to be a lot. I'm going to add it together. Jacques, I'm sorry why I always ask you these kind of questions. But number four is sorrow. And give me depression again. Okay. Isn't that just the same person?
Fuck you.
Happy, Lena.
Should I just laugh?
You can do what you want. Lovely.
Oh, finally, he likes it.
I like it.
Good on you.
I only have negative things for Jacques. Revenge.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, and now we're going to go, it's going to be a bit absurd. Horny.
Is there a sound for that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like?
Do 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 do.
Ching waka waka.
You see, you can go that way. You can go that way. Okay. And then we got giraffe. Jog.
Jeez, like. How do you like that one, Scuddy?
Oh, I love it. Beat me up, Scuddy. Lena, gate.
Gate?
Gate. Nice. Like a, more like a mangy cat, but yeah. And then, Jacques, hunger.
That's my tummy rambling.
You're good.
That is very good. Yeah, you see, you're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, well.
But the game is
over now.
It
took a long time to get the hang of Kasper's games. Let's face the facts.
I'll face the facts. We're going to do another one now with involving everyone.
Yay!
Yay! You also want to make noises.
I felt a bit left out.
Okay, Gabby, here's a noise for you. Disappointment.
I'm going to mess it up. At
disappointment. No. And Bernard loathing.
The thing is this, yeah.
So what you have to do is to stretch it out. So loathing would be rather than you know.
That funny enough, if I say who I loathe.
Yeah, but yeah, loathe.
That's how Gus with climaxes. Is that your climax, bud?
No.
That sounded like Zit. You know, remember Zit?
Yes, of course.
That's his climax.
No, that's Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, mine is fuck me, Chris Hemsworth. Stick it to me, Thor.
There's a new Prison Break. There's a new Prison Break coming out. Did you see
is
that?
Is he in that?
Yeah, of course. It's a whole new thing. 7 years
with
later.
Him.
Yes.
Oh, I love him.
I think he's a shit actor, but he's but hey.
No. He is a shit actor, but he's. It's
I,
nice
don't, th- I don't think he ever speaks above. Whatever.
He doesn't have to speak.
Yeah, what that's the problem.
Yeah.
We just want to look at them. You get a wonderful actor. Yes, and he's like looking like a bowl of shit, like Benedict Cumberbatch. You don't want to see him. Fuck off. Chris Hemsworth. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. What's that sound? You see, that's what maybe horny that's sounds horny. Like.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got a section on the show called Out There.
Out There.
That's the section.
Is it?
And it's music by either someone fantastic, gifted, totally ridiculously talented, or cuck. Cuck in South African means bad shit. So today, we haven't got shit today. We got a good, a genius. And it's so genius that most Checkers public will think this is a load of shit. But it's actually not.
Checkers public.
The Checkers public. This is... Guess who this is. This is a track. But
Leon Schuster.
No, I said genius.
Meow. This is like a one man band?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a clown convention.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the talent of Frank Zappa.
Casper Radio Show. Out there.
The Casper Radio Show.
Wasn't that mad?
Did it geklink soos die soundtrack van Hak en Steek of...
That's what I identify with him.
I think so, ja.
I think he's a genius.
Okay.
Isn't it nice to play like that in a studio? Jock? But then you've got to have a lot of money.
Yeah, but you can't help me.
I actually don't know what was going on there.
That's Frank do you like Frank Zappa?
Yeah, well, I didn't like that. It sounded like the game we were just playing. Just a
exactly.
Whole bunch of people together, really. Just
that's why I played it for you, so that it can help you. It can, you
okay,
know?
Okay, yeah, just, okay.
Could you have played it before the game?
Yes.
Would have got inspired.
We should have, but I've got another questions. Also, sound inspired questions.
Oh no!
Oh, Gavin's excited.
He's very. So Frank Zappa was like just playing any kind of music. What pop, classical? He composed a classical piece when he was at school, and then he did what metal and fucking heavy rock. What a genius, and that obviously not the prime example of his genius, but it is an example of out there, a little fucked in the head, but we love that. So have you rehearsed yet on your show tomorrow night? When are you going to do that?
Tomorrow.
Please, because I don't want to sit there, I'm going to be right in front, and I don't want to sit there and see mistakes.
If you see any mistakes, I'm going to let you on stage.
No.
And then everyone would see your mistakes.
Never. I'm going to run away, eh? Now you know what's my weak point.
Now I know.
If you acknowledge me, I'm going to run away.
Okay.
And what you're going to do with your album? Am I right in saying there's still one coming now?
It's coming on the beginning of 2018.
Good.
It's called Walking on a Tightrope. And I'm going to perform tomorrow the song you just played, Can't Keep Falling.
Yay, I will. Yeah.
And everyone's going to be dancing on that song.
We will. I'll
so are
up.
You?
I got to get up.
Good. You better. second song is a special version that I made for Symphony by Clean Bandit. Symphony.
Ah.
Lovely.
What is
it? Was it a good reaction?
No, no, no.
Woo!
Woo! But what is Clean Bandit?
You don't know Clean Bandit?
It's Clean Bandit?
Yeah.
Is it the group?
Yeah, it's the group.
Skoon Bandit. Clean Bandit.
Mm. Skoon Bandit. Do you really have to go and put it like that?
Have you ever?
Seriously. Did you change anything into Afrikaans, it sounds like.
It does. But did you know Clean Bandit?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yes. Okay, now you can, in afterthought, you can now acknowledge.
No. Well, I bet you know the song, right?
What's the song?
Symphony.
Is it on iTunes?
Everywhere. It's like a massive hit.
Clean. We're going to play it now, eh? I'm just writing a Clean Bandit. They're laughing at me, yeah. I just get ha 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 from Apple.
But I'm interested to know about your journey leading up to The Voice. Has it always been something that you've been inspired to do?
Yeah, I've been dancing since I was 4, so I always loved stage, and right. It always felt like home to me. So whenever I started singing like very old. I was 16.
Okay.
And it felt amazing. And right. I wanted to, you know, keep doing it. I wanted to be a doctor. But I just said, okay, no. I'm not going to wake up every day and go to the hospital because that's sure. not what makes me happy.
Yeah.
So I went on The Voice and I won it.
Amazing.
And the rest of it is history.
Amazing. And the journey thus far, I mean, just having won it, what's come from it? I mean,
First of all, I just, you know, had to experience the profession and had to experience how amazing it is and where I want to get and what's the best way to really do it. And after that, I worked so hard. And now 4 years after, I'm here performing, you know,
amazing.
In South Africa and in Europe and everywhere. So it's amazing.
That's cool. And how are you finding South Africa? You loving it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Weather is perfect. People are so nice. Food. Oh, my God.
The food.
If you want to get horny, then.
There you go. No, it's lovely. And you signed to a label, of course?
Yeah, it's an independent label.
Right.
So I'm lucky.
It's lucky.
Called Yudan Productions, and I'm so blessed to be there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And genre-wise, like what are you aiming
Pop.
For?
Pop.
Pop all the way?
Pop all the way.
Nice. Writing your own stuff?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Great.
I co-wrote the song you just played, Can't Keep Falling, mm-hmm. and there's another new one coming next week or 2 weeks from now. It's called I Wore It Better, and I co-wrote it also, and it talks about how my boyfriend has a new girlfriend now. My ex-boyfriend has a new girlfriend now.
Fucking
and he gave her the sweater that I liked most.
Are you joking?
That no. I bought it for him.
Ooh.
And now she's wearing him.
You're lucky,
she's wearing
bitch.
It. You're lucky. Yeah, she's a bitch.
Oh, you're lucky Adele's ex didn't fucking pull that move. But that's fantastic. But so do you choreograph a lot of your own shows? I mean, as far as band is concerned, or do you work with backtracks a lot? What is your
preference? Now I'm working a lot with backtracks.
Okay.
But there is nothing like performing live, you know.
Absolutely.
With
just feeling that energy and the creativity behind you.
Yeah.
For sure. No, that's beautiful.
And dancing with your guitar player, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Guess what? I found Symphony.
finally.
Yeah, but I had to look and look. It's that day.
Yeah, that's me on Barcelona Pride.
You're right.
With my special ethnic version.
It's beautiful.
So you're going to do that tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is an epic.
I'm so jealous.
Really. Yeah.
But we can still get your ticket, Gavin.
No.
Are we no back?
Mm. We can look after the children.
He can, eh?
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm confused. Like, that is such a a very popular song, mm-hmm. and you couldn't find it on iTunes.
There's something wrong with the Wi-Fi here. Yeah. There's something wrong with the Wi-Fi. I was wi-fiing, and I couldn't. It didn't want to connect. So I went to YouTube, and I found something there, which is this.
Okay. You found me.
I found you.
My fiance is texting me right now. How do you people not know this song? Like, we're completely retarded.
Beyonce.
But no, but my love, I do recognize the song. Of course I do. Now that the chorus has kicked in, I mean, geez, it's such a cool song. Congratulations, yeah. Really. And you got such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Really, really awesome. Wow.
Thank you.
That's great.
That's an Easter egg.
Okay.
But he's involved.
He's involved.
It's amazing that you can normally tell whether someone can sing just by their speaking voice. She's got a lovely speaking voice as well.
Hey? Yeah.
Just like that velvety kind of voice. Yeah.
So I'm also going to perform another song.
Yeah.
A very special one in memory of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, wonderful.
It's called Too Much Love Will Kill You.
Yeah.
And I performed this song when I supported Queen and Adam Lambert. Yeah.
That's one for the CV.
Where did they perform?
It was in Tel Aviv. Yeah, last September.
And
1 year ago.
They got you.
And Brian May loved the song, and he was on stage filming me. And he just gave me the permission to perform with the song, and I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic,
and,
man.
Yeah.
And how are they?
Amazing.
Is Adam Lambert okay? Is he a diva, or is he fine?
No, he's like, wow. You just look at him and see, you know.
I love him.
A star.
Yeah. He's just
But he's
it.
Very, like, nice and humble and...
But the other two are laid back, or Brian May and Roger Taylor, they are just...
Legends.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah.
Legend. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So I can't wait to hear that tomorrow. And you speak a lot of languages.
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
Marhaba, which is hello in Arabic.
Wata?
Marhaba.
Marhaba.
Yep.
Marhaba.
Shalom, which is hello in Hebrew.
Shalom.
Yep. Ciao in Italian.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao is hello and goodbye in Italian, isn't it?
Yep.
And in South Africa, it's eating.
I'm gonna eating?
Ciao, a pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
But we also go to ciao here in
we do, yeah, but we also say, oh, I want to ciao something. Yeah.
It's a ciao.
Yeah. hola in Espanol. And hello.
That's
in English.
You are impressive, eh?
Mm.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Would you move side?
You are absolutely wonderful. Now, Jock has asked that Bernard and Gavin prepare jokes for us.
Okay.
Yes. So we're going to listen.
Oh my goodness, is it your fault?
Absolutely.
Like, it's
Jock.
Absolutely. It's Jock. I will never do this to you.
I'm sure.
Never. So we listen to the joke very subjectively, objectively, and then we give them a mark out of 10. Okay, who wants to go first?
Gavin can go.
Okay.
Wait.
Gavin, are you there?
Oh, jeez, I've never seen these two so nervous before. It's fantastic.
No, we are out of our depth because you know what? If I...
No. Joke, please.
Okay, let me tell the joke. So...
Yes?
Don't judge me heavily, okay? This is not my day-to-day job. On a point of order. Okay, and my water's finished. So, Ralph is his name, okay? So he's middle age, about in his 30s, and he wakes up. He died in his sleep, and he wakes up. You probably heard this, and then Gabriel, he sees this angel next to him, and he says like, "What am I doing here?" And says, "You are dead. You died." It's like, "Oh no!" Ralph says, "My people need me. I need to go back to Earth. I cannot be here." And Gabriel says, "Okay, there's one way you can go like back to Earth," and he says what? And he says, and then Gabriel says, as an animal.
You've lost me already. What happened?
No. You need to focus.
Okay.
So, Gabriel said to Ralph,
yeah.
"You can go back to Earth, but
As an animal.
As an animal, not as a human being. Okay?
But what was his whole thing of waking up in his death?
He's in Yemel.
Okay.
He's in Yemel.
Okay. In heaven. Speak English.
Oh, he's in heaven. And then... then he says, okay, what are my options? And he says, okay, a dog and a chicken. He says, no, I don't want to go back as a dog because people don't feed them as often and their dog's always dirty. Let me do a chicken. Okay. And then he went down as a chicken. And then when he got down... back to
yeah.
Okay, I'll speed it up.
No, go on.
Listeners, if you could only see Casper's face right now, I promise you.
Okay, so he goes down as a chicken. I've heard that one before. Go down on as a chicken, darling. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Wait, but I'm so teary now. And then, okay, also something clear. Then he gets to Earth, and now he... one of the fellow chickens on Earth said to him, okay, now that you're back on Earth, like, welcome back to Earth, but you need to learn how to lay an egg. And then he says, so Ralph says, so how do I lay an egg? And he says, just go squeeze your bums tight and do it like that. He goes, he says, nothing's happening. He says, no, you need to squeeze. You need to squeeze your bum, like, tighter and just push. And then, boom, boom, an egg falls out of his bum. Okay? And then this chicken next to him starts hitting him and hitting him. Like,
what?
Just hitting him. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? And then Ralph wakes up and it's Ralph's wife. And he's in bed and Ralph's wife says, stop shitting. You're shitting the bed everywhere.
You laugh like a chicken.
I'm laughing at you laughing at your own joke, friend. I'm not laughing.
But he laughs like a chicken, do you hear?
Oh my gosh, Kevin.
Where did you get that joke?
No. You know what? Mm-hmm. So I don't tell jokes and I don't normally.
You don't tell jokes.
But I don't like people telling me jokes when they are not comedians.
Really?
Like, it needs to come from a place of authority,
well,
like Casper de Vries.
No, that was very funny.
And then, so this is a joke that I told at my sister's wedding.
Aww.
Are they still married?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, can I just say something? Hey. Bernard, good luck, my friend.
We can withhold your score until Bernard's joke, and then we'll give you scores. Okay. Now I'm going to switch you off, Gavin, and we switch Bernard on. Bernard, no, but you can still listen. Bernard, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So you know those women at the entrance of, like, Woolworths normally that greet you with a sash, like a welcome sash on them. So this lady is standing there greeting people, morning ma'am, enjoy shopping, welcome to Woolies. And she sees this woman approaching, but with two children. But it's the ugliest woman she's ever seen. So the woman comes closer and she's like, good morning ma'am, welcome to Woolworths, enjoy your shopping. And as the woman walks past her, she's like, excuse me, are those twins? But the woman looks at her in disgust. She's like, you must be stupid or blind. They're not twins. And the woman's like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm just asking a question. No need to be rude. I mean, neither am I blind nor am I stupid. I just couldn't believe a man fucked you twice.
That's nice.
Fuck off. It's funny.
It's funny.
That is good. No, it's good.
It's not a twin.
It's good.
So they're not twins.
No.
So her man did fuck her twice. Wow.
Fuck you all.
No. Okay, let's give marks. Let's give Gavin's...
Give marks for the grappie, not for the execution.
No, everything needs to come into play.
No, but then you won't get any marks. No, I liked it. I like Gavin's joke. Was very funny, although it... did go on a bit like a soapy. Because it was too much background information.
Okay. Note.
Yeah.
Note.
A man dies, appears in front of Gabriel, and he says, "There you go, chicken or a dog." Don't. Ralph is sleeping, and then he wakes
okay.
up. He realizes.
Gabriel.
Gabriel says, "Hold on, I'm just putting on my pajamas, darling." Okay, let's give a mark.
Out of what?
Do I have to be the first one?
Yes. You can be the last one with him.
He should be the first.
Yeah, Jacques. You asked for the jokes.
Yeah.
3. No, I'm giving you a 3, but I love you. But I'm giving you a
30%. 3 out of 10.
It's 30%. Sorry, my friend.
That is low.
I really love you, but as Casper said, execution, it didn't flow. Didn't flow. So the punchline came and you laughed more at yourself than any other human being on the planet. So my friend, for that, I'm sorry, but a 3.
Okay.
A 3, and I'm going to give you a...
No.
Oh, sorry. I was going to go over to him. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, I think what he meant was the joke itself was when he laughs.
Yes. Yeah.
And we laughed so much more, you know?
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a 7.
Yay!
Good.
Love you.
Yes, I'm also giving you a 7.
Yeah, I'm also scared of him.
And now Jacques, Bernard's joke.
Okay, Bernard, yeah, and I really enjoyed your joke. It was clever. Mm. And I think I'm going to give you a solid 8.
Thank you.
Wow.
He's judging the actual joke.
Yeah, he does.
Not the joke.
Not the joker. And did you like that?
Yeah. I agree. Picture? It was smart. And it was mean.
Mm, nice and mean.
A little bit mean.
Yeah, I'll give you an 8 too.
Thank you.
Good. Yay!
And I will give you an 8 as well.
Oh.
So what does he get? What's his prize? Does he get a yellow cock?
Please, I don't want the yellow cock.
Kevin. Remember, as the Casper Radio Show, we got a yellow cock as an award.
But you just had a cock joke now. And now you want to give him a yellow cock?
Okay, so I will not be getting a spot on Casper's new stage performance.
I didn't think you were ever in the running.
Stove boobies from J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
So I saw on the internet that there is like one hit wonders genre and then there's two hit wonders genres of music. But I don't think this group had actually only two hits. They had lots of hits. But see if you agree with me. They called Aha from Norway. Aha.
Uh-huh.
But they had The Living Daylights, didn't they?
The James Bond song.
And they had They had
okay, so no jokes and no singing.
Coming to that one.
Oh, sorry.
Had Cry Wolf. Cry. What? There was a wolf thing. How does it go again, Jock?
I'm not sure.
Are they before your time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look, I know that one.
Yeah. We're going to play that. We're going to play that one. We're going to play The Sun Always Shines on TV, and we're going to play the Take on Me. But then they were like Living Daylights, Cry, Hungry Like the Wolf, I think. No, but that was someone else.
Yeah, this one we know.
Yeah. Okay, well then.
I'm terrible with names anyway, so I need to hear it and then I'll know.
Yeah.
So tell us about them, Kevin.
So, there are two things that why is Bernard laughing?
I don't know. He finds you funny, and he still
I don't.
chuckling about your chicken joke?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thinking about when he got the order for this, but not reading
yes, yes,
it.
Yes. When Casper gave the order, Casper says, do not read. Off the
normally,
internet.
It's like, tell us something about something, and he'll like, okay, so this and this and this and this and this and this.
But there are names that I can't
no,
can't
you can
pronounce.
Read it.
There are names that I can't pronounce. But they,
tell me about
okay,
them.
So they are a Norwegian band formed in Oslo, founded by Morten Harket. I might not be able to pronounce the names right. Magni Furu Holmen. And Pal Vaktar Savoy.
Now okay. I know why they call themselves Aha.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you must double check with her. She's a language fundy.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Never
okay.
made it that far.
So, but what is interesting about them is that they hold two, this is what I found interesting, they hold two world records. So in 2001, the Morten Harket, one of the artists, he held the Guinness World Record for
yes.
the person that holds the longest live note.
Wow.
And it was 22 seconds. I mean, obviously the hitter that record is now beaten, but he held that record.
Yeah, 22 seconds doesn't seem that impressive, eh?
Yeah. But I mean, that was in 2001.
Okay, okay, you better.
Huh?
Just stand there in the corner and hold the note, and I'll time you. Someone got a watch.
A timer.
Timer. I can't play because I'm playing this on the fucking. So someone with a stopwatch?
I don't have a stopwatch. Unless we watch them. I don't have a stopwatch.
Okay, Jacques, I'm going to tell you when to go. So you can. And on zero, I'm going to say go.
Yeah.
And then if you think you can better that, you go. So go!
Nya!
Very close.
20.
Okay, you know,
but I need to use the toilet. That's unfair. I will try. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Just for fun. Okay, that was very Don't good, Jock. You were on his fucking tail. Okay. You got like 20 seconds to prepare. Ladies and gentlemen, we're busy here with the Guinness Book of Records' long note. Jacques nearly got it. He is very red right now and sunken back in his chair.
Groot back gewees.
Now we got Lena from Israel. It's nearly time, Lena. And go!
Ten seconds!
She's got a level.
So...
That's 10 seconds, and the floor is wet. So,
so the
no,
one
it's not.
No.
So the one person had 10 seconds, and the other person had 20 seconds, which and means you still did not beat Morten Harket's record.
Yeah, that
of 2001
for 10 years to get to 22 seconds. That's a break.
The record now, I actually went and read up and did some research. Have you ever? The longest one is now 55 seconds.
What?
That's
and it was recorded live on TV. I forget the guy's name, random. In the UK. Jeez. Have you actually ever?
No.
It's like that deep sea diving. Have you seen those guys, how deep they can dive?
Oh, yeah.
And keep their breath. I mean, for like up to 7 minutes. It's incredible.
Okay, so this is the one you mentioned, Take On Me. That was the big, big one.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
I love it. What did they say about Take On Me? Was it number one everywhere?
Yeah, it was number one, but it was just nominated for Grammy.
We are actually busy with the show here.
I'm telling her that she can actually go to the toilet if she wants. She's
dying. You can really go to the toilet.
No, I would prefer going before that challenge.
Oh, shame.
I could have beaten him.
Okay, we'll give you another chance.
You now you know how I feel about your 7 points that you gave me minus the one that you gave him. Thank you.
Please, he gave you 3.
if you carry on with that attitude, I'm going to take it down to a 2.
Yeah, me too.
And what else can you tell me?
And one last thing that I want to tell you is that they held another record. In 1991, they were the the only band that could fill a stadium in Rio de Janeiro of 198,000 paying fans.
Ooh, but none of them were gay, apparently.
No.
Tell me...
And also, AHA is currently hot of the press. They are currently recording a new material, right? So it's come back. Mm. So if you're as big as the group called, because they are considered the U2 of Norway, all their sound engineers and amal wat vir help and things like that, all the assistants and whatever that goes into recording in a studio, amal moet hulle, everyone must leave their cell phones. And all like recording equipment, like in their cars or at home, they're not allowed to take it in where AHA is currently recording new material.
Why?
They don't want it to come out before the time.
Okay. Wel, Bernard, wat die fok is dit? Hoor jy dit? Yes, dit was een oral. Wat is dit?
Ek dacht dit is een nieuwe background music.
Now on FX, American Horror Story, a cult. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Well, we already touched on, Casper touched on Brazil
says that being gay is a sickness. Can you believe it?
Still?
The government. No, they said everything is fine, and now they say it's an illness, and it's not... What's the other thing they did? They don't recognize marriages or what?
Yeah, that as well, yeah. But yeah, the main thing, I mean, they say gay is a disease, so they can actually cure it.
That's crazy, because the biggest pride events are in Brazil. It's like 3 million people attended.
Yeah.
So it's like, everyone's sick?
Yeah.
I don't think
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Everyone's
exactly.
Sick. Yeah. And Casper, you mentioned earlier that you want to marry Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Hemsworth. No, I didn't say it that way, but yeah,
fuck off. A 12-year-old Australian boy actually... No, he's not marrying him. No, he's not marrying him, but he wants to. At a pride event, he held up a poster where he says, Chris Hemsworth, please marry me.
Aww.
But it's in protest of the whole marriage equality of Australia. They're all going to vote now.
They're debating at this point. Yeah.
And you also on the poster, he said, you've got 5 years until I'm 18, Australia. You too, Chris.
Ooh.
Oh wow,
well,
that's
can't
clever.
Have now because he's going to walk very difficult if Chris catches him now.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he said, I'm like, obviously he knows that it's not going to happen. It's just basically to draw attention to a very urgent matter.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think they're starting young.
Mm.
Yeah. And Harry Styles supports LGBTQI plus XYZ. I can't remember all the letters. As he always did, but at a recent concert of his world tour, his first like solo tour, he had gay flag on stage and I mean, but he also he wore the gay flag as a cape while he was still in One Direction at one of the concerts. So yeah, he's an ongoing supporter of equality.
That's awesome.
Which is always good.
He's a good guy.
He's just like nuts. Get yourself a gay flag.
My friend, I've done more for the pink market.
Make a suit out of the gay flag.
Ben, you're going in red, yeah. You're going in red, yeah. Please, soft. I've put it. I already put you on -70.
That's
you're
base,
still
that's
the
base.
Fucking window's cracking. Yeah.
Is that bad, man?
That's loud of you, apparently.
But Jockey,
and I performed at so many gay prides as well.
No, I'm just.
So that's good.
But I think it's time to make the suit.
I think so.
We'll chat.
I think
after.
The suit is something
I like
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacques nearly sang with me in my show last year, but at the last minute it couldn't work out. It would be a gay song with my gay character Montel.
Yes.
Scutterball.
Gay contrai.
Gay contrai song. Scutterball. Ek is strai daai ene. Anyway,
it's quite
a
funny song. In not last week, I talked about Kinky Boots that's coming to South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a South African is playing in the UK, the US tour of Kinky Boots.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Adam Du Plessis.
Adam?
Yeah. Adam Du Plessis.
Ooh, just by Afrikaans.
Yeah. But there's a lot of South African actors in the States with all the Broadway shows and everything. So it's
true,
not, that's new, but it's still good.
Have you got any Israeli stars on Broadway, please?
No.
You see.
And then our dear Eddie Izzard.
He's playing King George.
Really?
In Victoria and Abdul.
Ah, okay.
It's a new movie, yeah?
Oh, I haven't seen that. He is actually considering giving up his comedy career.
Why?
Because he wants to run for parliament.
Oh, I thought the marathon.
No. But he's
because he's running marathons.
He runs and swim and everything.
He wants to run to the end of the world or something. He wants to run for.
He wants to be the
one?
First UK transgender MP.
Donald Trump has really just opened the door for absolutely anyone.
Kanye
West, Kid Rock.
But is he Labour?
If you look at
the
photo, he looks like. Those type of women.
It's red, so you must be labelled.
Yeah.
Labour.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, and I must say that one of my passions or my love is stand-up comedy. I love it. Michael McIntyre, obviously yourself, but I don't really enjoy his stand-up.
I love his stand-up. I think it's very funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not the hugest fan. But
you don't have to love everyone.
No, absolutely. No. That's
as
what
long
I'm,
as you
I'm
love me.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's all we want.
And then lastly, it's not gay news, but it's definitely news that needs to be mentioned.
Huh?
King Kong, the Fugard production, is currently in Joburg at the Joburg Theatre. And everyone needs to go see the show. I went there on Thursday night and I sat in literally a half empty theatre.
That's last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last night. I can't keep track of days anymore. I'm like so busy.
What is the plot, basically? Just
it's a true story. It's about Ezekiel Dlamini. He was a boxer in the late 50s. Mm. I know more 40s, but the musical plays all from the late 50s. And it was in Cape Town. It premiered 1959, and it was like major hit. And it actually transferred to the UK on West End, and it played 200 shows there, and then it just like disappeared, and everyone forgot about the story, and the Fugard Theatre revived it, and it's an amazing production. The talent, the music, the story, it's really, I urge you to go see the show.
Are you going
to
watch it again?
I am.
Oh.
I've got a little side story. There was a jazz singer called Tandi Klaassen.
Yes.
And she was supposed to go on the King Kong tour years ago, and then they threw hot oil in her face. Remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
this
is
she
was that's how she...
And
so
then
she
Maria
McKeeba.
Yeah. Oh, is it... Oh, wow.
It was the King Kong show, but I've never seen it.
Because
so
this show actually propelled Maria Makeba and
Masekela.
That's what started their careers.
As you can see,
that's horrible with my vandaag.
A lot of love in the studio.
I just want to play this quickly. It's a guy who wrote to me, and now that we talked about the 12-year-old who's hot for Chris, it's Shakira, and it's called Perofil. Very funny. Now, we're going to play our game on. This one, I don't know. No, I suppose. It still sounds. I am now currently a heavy gardener. I'm gardening and gardening. Planting, you know, because it's spring, yeah? What is now in Israel?
End of summer.
So it's you got the winter, the autumn coming.
Yeah, but it never comes.
But you're supposed to be Europe.
Europe is cold now. Like I've been in London 2 days ago, and it's very cold.
Yeah. Okay, so Israel actually December is supposed to be winter.
December, yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay. I didn't know. Now I know. Okay, I'm gonna give you names of the plants I'm planting, and you just give me a sound. Now we've rehearsed this before. Now we know we can go. We don't have to go.
Can you give us an example?
Okay. Give me the name of a flower.
Rose. Okay.
Cassie, that's not a sound. That's a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not a song. It's a sound.
You are singing a melody.
I'm making a sound for a rose. I never.
The sound would be.
You can do that then. But this is not a melody. I'm not. That's a rose. Okay. So the first one is for Jacques. A rose. Yes. I give you 10 out of 10 for that. That's absolutely fantastic. Bernard, stink Afrikaner. I want to plant some of those. Yeah. Gavin, Modeliefie. Now he's hurt. He can't just make one noise. Now he just repeats.
I didn't know. That was a bit fast for me. Eclipse was Ahmed from Victoria and Ahmed.
Lena, pansy.
What's that?
A flower.
Okay, is it a good-looking flower?
Yeah, what it sounds like for you. A pansy.
A pansy.
Mm. It's nice and colorful.
It's colorful? Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's one pansy, though.
Okay.
Give me more.
More?
Okay, I'll do the one, then you continue.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, that's nice. We just composed a song.
For sure, that's
you know what? We're going to be on the same team.
The pansy.
We're going to do harmonies.
I like that.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay. Okay, so I'll give you the next one. Grass.
Grass.
Do I contribute?
Yeah.
Nice that I. Okay, because I like to contribute. That was wonderful. We're going to put this out as a single. For yo, Bernard, a Leo Becky. Leo Becky.
Wow.
I don't know how to call it.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You team up. You can, Gavin. I believe in you.
I'm totally lost. Leo backing.
He's already given you a role.
The sound is in the name.
Leo backing.
Okay. No. He made the role. So you do the backing.
The backing.
Yeah. That's nice.
Now, do it together so we can be like Lena and Jacques.
We're not going to be, but okay.
It's cock. Die regte. Dis beautiful. Matrone, have we got any more messages? People, you must write 079-748-2090. Please write us something. Write to Jacques. Write to our wonderful guest, Lena, from the Republic of Israel. Please, people. They must think we got a lot of listeners. Where the fuck are you? Ah, okay. Us three now.
A-team.
We're the cool kids.
We're the cool kids.
The triple A's.
Yeah, you're practical. You make ashtrays.
Practical.
Yeah, you're the practical kids. You make ashtrays and you do athletics.
Yeah.
We are the geniuses. Okay. Strelitzia. La da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la 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 da 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 da. Yeah, beautiful. This we can do a whole CD with this.
Okay.
I like it. It's a new project.
Plant Sounds, Volume 2.
Okay. And now available.
And you know plants react to sounds as well. It's a true story.
Really? So I must put blue...
Of course.
Talk to my plants.
Bluetooth speakers outside there with my flowers.
Absolutely.
What must I play them?
Beethoven.
Oh, classicals.
Of course.
Wow.
Okay. So if I play them
Jacques
like...
Jacques Blanche.
Yeah. If I play them Could Darren, they're going to fucking fade.
No,
hey?
They'll
I'll
up,
play...
You know.
I'll play... Well, let's
did
talk...
You
I can,
say yeah?
I can Gavin off your CD record. The clunk of
she
your planter.
She just said yeah to that one. That's disappointing.
Clunk of your planter.
The clunk is a revenge what you will do.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you a my CD record with clunk of your planter.
That's the name of the CD.
You know,
Sounds for your plants.
It's a funny story, but when I brought out my first few Afrikaans tracks, Casper SMS'd me and he said, if I hear the word Boki or Soki in one of your fucking songs, our friendship is over.
Yes.
And he meant
yes.
it, eh? He meant it.
We didn't even speak about it yet, but I must congratulate you the way you steered yourself through the Afrikaans.
Thank you.
And it was good. And now... your hits are back in English, which I love. So I'm so glad.
Well,
so the Afrikaans
people,
Afrikaans
sure.
people liked you. They played your songs. You were on.
They
Afrikaans
all went number one. They all went number one.
Afrikaans
so I'm very thankful for that.
Stump Mili Treffers. You're on that, and you were on that show where everyone is sitting around. What was that
I'm
called?
I'm gonna tell you right now. I hated that.
What is that show called?
Kroene.
Kroene, yeah. But that is a Dutch formula. That.
Yeah, very much so. Very, very much. That was,
so you were on
was
that.
Very uncomfortable.
And then you come. Didn't you like it?
Mm-mm. No. It just didn't feel natural. I just couldn't be the artist I wanted to be. You know, when you feel like a puppet and they tell you to move here and move there, and I don't feel natural, and that camera's in your face, and you can't let it out and be creative. And that's why I didn't enjoy it. So,
too
much makeup
it.
On my face and all that stuff.
You've done it. So, you can say no next time. But now you're back on track with hit after hit, and I'm desperately trying to search for that little sample of your news release, but I can't find it. But you sent it to me, didn't you?
Why don't you just play some of it off my phone?
I will. Right. No, I've got it here on your phone. You're completely fucking clever. I've got it on my
WhatsApp.
Phone. Oh, I just wanted to say to people, last week I played Skulk's message from London. He forgot that he had to send the message to the listeners. It sounded like I was showing off that I got a message from Skulk. That wasn't my attention. I will never do that. If you send me a private message to Casper, I fucking love you, and I think we should get together. I won't play it on the radio. Okay, Jacques? So...
it's weird that he says that, and there's just a WhatsApp message that came through that says, love, Jelle Casper.
Oh, yes.
Love... love Jelle Casper and team, but there's no name. Well, thank you so much for the message, but there's no name.
Does it matter? Hmm. Is it a man or a woman?
I think it's a gay man.
But it's good that because he's reacting to me saying, yeah, write a message, which isn't really. It's like, tell me you love me. I love you. It's not real.
Yeah, that's bribery. Can't do that. Although you're not offering anything in return, are you?
Okay, so we're just going to play.
You can play some of
this. No, we're going to move it up and down now. So this is his new track. It's going to be released next 2 weeks from now. I love it. It's got a drive for hours. It's lovely. It's so nice.
Okay, played into the chorus.
I don't know where the fuck we are.
I've made some sad mistakes for goodness sake. Forgive me.
Shall we wait until the chorus? I like
Go. Put it up.
Yes, sure. You are the apple of my eye. Yes. Okay, but I want that drive to come now. Yeah. That. When is it coming?
Right now. Yes, right now.
I know your song better. No, it's not.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, he's right. How did you get that sound?
Basically, I was playing a game in studio, and Mark was saying daffodil, and that's the sound I got.
I love it. And you got like a choir, angel something, children or something. Let me hear where it is. No, we're not supposed to play the whole thing. Nice, hey, people?
Very nice.
We're not allowed to play the whole thing because he's going to play it in 2 weeks' time.
Can you send it to me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm going to send it to you.
Pleasure.
No.
It sounds wonderful, eh?
And then maybe, we could do something at some point together. I would absolutely love that.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, I'm not like talking to you, okay? But, this is what makes it so nice when artists are independent.
They
get to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
So let's chat. It would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes!
A collaboration was conceived during the Casper Radio Show.
That we must remember, people. Mm. And that we must remember with all our hearts.
Mm, exactly. There are some messages. Let me know.
Read.
So the last message I read, ha ha ha, nee, jy gee my a kans om te sê ek is lief vir julle, so ek doen dit. Love is Jean. Okay, so Jean is the person that sent us.
Still don't know whether it's human or, I mean, male or female.
Yeah.
Jean,
if you're male or female. And then there's a message from Adrian. Hallo, my dollars.
Oh, my scottable.
Fuck, the show is weer lekker aan in Japan vandag.
He says it's a nice show today.
Ons luister lekker in my kantoor.
We are listening in my office.
Lena, my darling, you have a voice of an angel.
Aww.
Please sing me a nice song.
Which one?
Al die molas het al hulle braai tongs uit vir maandag se braaidag.
Oh, hope all the gays have got their braai stuff ready for Monday. Is Monday braai day?
Yeah, Monday's braai day.
Oh, when is it naai day?
I don't know. And lekker naweek groete, Adrian.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. It's just a cuck question to ask a guest all the way from Israel. To ask, sing us a nice song. That's bad. That's bad. I think you should sing, Adrian.
He didn't like our grass song.
Yeah. I just think you must sing, Adrian, I love you, with love from Lena. That's all.
Okay. That wasn't me. Okay, Adrian, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Adrian. This is me, Lena.
Aww.
Sending you all my love.
Aww. Wow!
Ashyani, if you don't go straight now, Adrian, then I don't. Because I felt something stirring.
Oh! Woo!
Where?
I felt something stirring. Okay, now we got the game again. Job
this
sound.
Is CliffCentral.
No, it's not.
Com.
Fuck you, it's not. It is actually.
Probably gonna try and invest.
It's Cliff Central. What's playing here? Mm. It's the next show already. I think we caught in a time loop.
Yeah, we're done.
Huh? Because we're not done, Jock. No. I mean, what I mean is, this is maybe this is not now. Maybe we are back in time, listening to that show that's playing, and now we are. You don't understand. Okay, that logo sting was for this. Okay. Now this question, I'm gonna say something, and you gotta make up what I'm saying, make out what I'm saying, and then do a noise with it. Okay, Jacques. Irma, Maria, Harvey. No, this is not. You can't be creative. You've got to now know what it is I'm saying, and then make a noise.
I thought that's what the game was. So I actually have to build on what I've done.
And what have you made?
What have I made?
What? Irma, Harvey, and Maria, the hurricanes. So you've got to go.
Oh, we get the game now.
You got me.
We're moving a step up now.
Oh. Such a clever man.
Okay. Lupus. Lina, lupus.
How the fuck does lupus sound?
Yeah. Next.
Okay, I'll give you the answer.
Whoa!
That is way back, lupus.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay. Bernard.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
This is for people to listen over and over again, this podcast. They will learn. And so that's why we are now entering another dimension.
They're not going to, they can listen over and over to try to figure out what's going on, not to learn.
Okay, yeah. Bernard, here's your question. The statue of Oom Paul in Pretoria on top.
Krr, krr.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole scare.
I impressed myself.
I'm shocked to my core.
You are nauseous, Gavin. You a cat. You what a cat. You are nauseous. You what a cat. Jesus Christ.
Nobody gets this game.
Yeah, caught the cut.
You skeet the cut.
Yeah, you skeet the cut.
Well, okay.
You see what I mean? So that is in Afrikaans to vomit. So it's jy skeet a cut. So, question for you. Jy skeet a
meow?
Yes!
Wow!
It's like genius, sus. Wonderful.
Now you can add Afrikaans to your list of languages.
Jock?
Oh, no, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Handel
meow.
Wrote. Jacques Handel wrote The Messiah, famously known for which tune?
No, it's not that one. Sorry.
No, man.
Handel wrote the. Let me see, known for which tune? Can I phone a friend?
Yes. Phone me.
Hi, Gussie.
Yes, Joel.
Listen, Handel wrote Messiah famously for which tune? I'm just trying to answer this question.
Oh, yeah, there was a competition in the old days. It was for Aya. Miss Aya.
Miss Aya.
Yeah, and it went.
La, 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 la. Okay, yeah, we clearly suck at this. Sorry.
Lina, the bass for Ice Baby. Go. The bass for Ice Baby. Have you all gone stupid here?
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yes. Who's doing it? Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum. Oh, yeah.
Dum, 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 d
last question before we have
Why didn't you ask me that? I would have known that. That's okay, my
yes
song.
Question. Gavin, here's a question for
this
you.
This jam.
Pressure in your stomach.
Pressure in my stomach.
Yes.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Was that the, it's okay.
I got one.
The end of a Pac-Man game. And our last question, I want to say thank you for being here, Lina. I will see you tomorrow night.
Oh,
great.
Thank you for having me.
Jacques, as always, fantastic. And I wish you well with your single.
Thank you so much. And it was so awesome to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, lekker man. Betty, thank you very much for trying. No, we love you, Betty. We love you with all our heart. And Gavin, as usual, I think go for that test. Okay. Let's end with this a question. Farm alarm. Farm. That's right. That's right. A cock with cancer. That's the answer. Okay, people, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. Stay well. Bye-bye. Body got wrecked. Goodbye. Goodbye. Stay well. Teens are bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.